Right, the moment I've been waiting for. The wife's out, the dishes done. Now to settle down and watch the big victory. Forest against Norwich on the video. 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. Here we go. Press the button. Now for that Roy Keane goal and... What's this rubbish? Where's the match? What's happened to the football? Oh, Doctor Who is on the other side. Oh, no.
We've all had the problem. There are times you love them and moments like this when you hate them. The video, a feature of many modern households and in some case the feared box packed full of technology that only the kids seem to be able to fathom out. If that's you, then you're a video technophobe.
Who really aren't very at ease with using the things at all and have some trouble with things like putting them on. And a big problem they always find is setting the timer on them. So the thing is constantly flashing 12 o'clock as they do when you first switch them on. And this person tries very hard to record things with the timer control but really doesn't get anywhere and ends up with test cards and Open University programmes and all the rest.
That's Andy Sutton, a lecturer in psychology at Nottingham Polytechnic, who's come up with a way of classifying video owners according to their habits, like the technophobe. The secret is, I suppose, if you're a technophobe, to buy a video you're happy with. Adrian Parks, the manager of an electrical shop in Nottingham, says there are all sorts of features you can fall foul of if you're not careful.
Probably the remote control models and the Nikon models that you're probably getting more confused by. There's a lot of functions on the remote controls, and customers, when they see large remote controls, sometimes can't understand all the buttons. And a lot of video recorders these days are operational from the remote control, i.e. you can set the timer for the video recorder to come on by the remote control, and when a customer sees a lot of flashing lights in front of him, he's not sure which buttons are up to operate for the video recorder to come on and come off.
So we've heard about the video technophobe, but what's Andy Sutton's favourite type of video owner?
There's one which is probably me, which is the tape magpie, which is the person who tends to buy lots of videotapes and just tape everything in the hope that it'll either be interesting or of some value in the future. And of course end up with a massive collection that doesn't mean anything to anybody. You can tell somebody like me because the cellophane wrapping is always bursting out of the waste paper bin from unwrapping all the videos, and you just end up spending all your time recording things and none of your time watching them.
But why do you think people are terrified of videos?
I think that in some ways they seem to be made and presented in... I mean, they look a bit like the flight deck of Concorde when you walk up to one. And so it probably happens before you even meet your first video. You're probably fairly frightened of it. So I think that might have something to do with it. And then there may be some people who are kind of secondary video owners. Their partner got one, and their partner's into using it. But they themselves are a bit of a sort of bystander and only have to use it occasionally and never really get to grips with how it works.
All very well, but what do we actually use our videos for? Is it just for recording TV programmes?
No, I'd say not. I think a lot of people obviously are buying VHS video recorders to use pre-recorded films. Obviously, the fact that you can record TV programmes is another major factor. But same as I say, we are getting a bigger market now for people who are using them in conjunction with camcorders.
If you're not a technophobe or a tape magpie, you could be a tape miser. You know, the ones who only own one tape and have used it 1,500 times. It's a hectic life. You have to watch the programme you've just recorded so you can have the tape free for the next one you're going to record. There's also the beta bore, who whines on about beta's superior quality and how sad it is they're dying out. And they're always the ones who's videoed a programme you want. But of course, you've got VHS. Finally, there's the owner of another toy as well as the video, the camcorder.
Again, we have to categorise the customer for a camcorder. When a customer comes into the shop, we ask them a few very simple questions and find out what the needs are. There is like a family camcorder, which is for family use, for everyday use. There is a camcorder that is mainly used for travel, for using for holidays. And then there is a camcorder used for the semi-professional user.
The person with the camcorder is very much interested in filming virtually everything that they come across. And really fancies themselves a bit of a sort of TV producer. So they take their family doing all kinds of things. And I think, an extreme of this kind of person is really making an ongoing documentary about their family, a kind of total life history. You know, as well as the sort of standard opening Christmas presents, which is a fairly obvious one to tape, they'll be taping the very trivial events and things that are going on all the time. And they'll be a nuisance to the family because they have to keep stopping things and doing them again because the light wasn't right or other things that get in the way of making it a good film or a good take.
Oh yeah.
Andy Sutton from Nottingham Poly analysing the way we buy our videotapes and what it says about us. Didn't mention the people that buy the naughty ones though, did it? Maybe another day. It's the county's favourite radio station, BBC Radio Nottingham at 12:30. The lunchtime news headlines today from Dave Harper.
The American Secretary of State James...